Hey guys, it is Wednesday and we are in Luke chapter 10 today. And in Luke chapter 10, you'll see some things that you may be familiar with. I know a lot of people are not familiar with Jesus sending out the 72. And so I'd like you to pay special attention to that today. We see a parable of the Good Samaritan. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But I want to go clear to the end of chapter 10 of Luke and tell you a very short story about two ladies who were friends of Jesus. Verse 38 through verse 41, very short, but very important for us to think about. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." You know, I think that this is an incredibly important passage for us to remember in this crazy world that we live in, this world of busyness. I want to read you a little bit about this from Luke chapter 10. In my Life Application Bible, there's a page here that gives some insight into Mary, and it says this: "Many older brothers and sisters have an irritating tendency to take charge, a habit developed while growing up. We can easily see this pattern in Martha, the older sister of Mary and Lazarus. She was used to being in control." This is something that, as I think about it, kind of makes me chuckle because I know that there is a stereotype of the oldest sibling needing to be in control and take charge, but I don't put too much stock into birth order like some people do because there are always anomalies, and sometimes we see just the opposite of this. But the fact of the matter is that there's two sisters. It's Martha's house, so I'm sure that she felt the pressure, as many, many women do, I know, about their house being just right, the food being just right, and the pressure that so many people put on themselves to present everything as perfect. So maybe I'm talking to you today. If you put the importance of things ahead of people or image ahead of people, maybe today's a day you say, you know, I'm going to relax a little bit on that issue in my life. You see, Jesus said to Martha, not, "Hey, thank you for cooking me this great meal. I know you're putting a lot of effort into it." He said the words, "Mary has chosen what is better." Mary was sitting at Jesus's feet. Martha had taken the pressure to perform and chosen it over the desire to worship Jesus, to just sit at his feet. Is it time for us to pause in this busy life and choose at times just to sit in Jesus's presence? Maybe you stop and you sit with your Bible, or maybe you just sit in silence instead of just going, going, going until you collapse. Maybe you need to be purposeful about sitting at the feet of Jesus, just sitting there, just being in the presence of Jesus. Now, I don't know about you, but just even as I said that, I had a yearning to just be in Jesus's presence. Maybe you have time to do that right now, and I want to encourage you to even take a few minutes just to be in the Lord, just to say, "Lord, I'm here. If there's anything you want to show me or tell me or lead me or nudge me in, I'm here, but I'm just going to sit here in your presence for a moment. I know for some of you, you're on your way to work or to school and you can't do that in this moment. Certainly don't close your eyes if you're driving, but this is something that I think is so important. So think about your day today. When will you choose to just be in the presence of God? Doesn't mean you have to be busy doing something. You don't have to be reading 6 chapters of your Bible. I'm talking about specific times just to be with Him. I need to work on that. How about you? Have a great day. I'll talk to you tomorrow.